chimes. Sorry.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful Lord's Day. We thank you for this Mother's Day, Lord. We thank you for mothers that are so fond in our memories. We thank you for mothers who perhaps many didn't get a chance to really know. We pray now that you would help us that we might indeed honor this part of your creation that we refer to as mom. These who didn't necessarily have children of their own, but have been so instrumental in the lives of so many young people down through the years. These who are not yet mothers. We pray for your blessing and anointing on each one of them on this very special day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you're enjoying the music this morning. I'd failed to recognize Sister Betty Johnston is with us this morning, so please make sure that she and Paul and her daughter are welcome this morning. Please stand with us as we sing For the Beauty of the Earth.
For the love which from our birth
litany for Mother's Day 2017. Mothers come in many different forms, and today we celebrate them all.
Thank you, God, for mothers.
Everyone here is either a son or daughter.
Thank you, God, for my mother.
For those women who have joined God in heaven and whom we miss dearly here on earth.
Thank you, God, for the mothers of the past.
For every woman who is working day and night to raise her children right now.
Thank you, God, for the mothers of today.
For all of the women who are expecting but aren't quite mothers yet.
Thank you, God, for the soon-to-be mothers.
For the woman who took care of others' children through adoption and foster care.
Thank you, God, for the mothers with hearts so big.
For those women who have lost a child to death and must carry on.
Thank you, God, for the mothers who are so strong.
For women who wanted to have children of their own but chose instead to mother everyone else.
Thank you, God, for the mothers in spirit.
We thank you, Lord, for the women who have influenced our lives in so many ways. We pray that we will honor them in everything we do. Amen.
Glory be to the Father.
May be seated. In just a moment, I'm going to have the ushers to come up. We have a small token we'd like to share with all of our ladies today. And ushers, this will go to all of the women that are here, from the youngest to the oldest. Okay? Those who are mothers, those who have mothered others' children down through the years, those who have yet to become mothers, every one of the ladies here today will receive a small token of our love and appreciation. I was just wondering if maybe there was something that you would like to share about your mother or about being a mother with the congregation here today. One time we went to Florida to see my parents, and my oldest son at that time was about 6 or 7. After we had visited them and after we left, he said, "Dad, is Grandma on drugs?" I said, "No, why do you ask that?" He said, "She can't say anything bad about anybody." Well, okay, what a compliment. Something you remember about Mom or about being a mother? Absolutely. Thank you. Great. Thank you, Vicki. Yuna?
Yesterday, I visited in where my parents grew up. Decoration Day was always Mother's Day, where you decorate the grave. I went yesterday to decorate those graves. I got out of my car, and this one person said to me, "I don't know," because there were 7 girls in my family. She said, "I don't know which one you are, but you look just like your mother."
There you go. What's his name? Yeah. Yes. I was telling Una this morning that I've told my kids that I wouldn't take $1 million for any one of them, but there have been times I'd give them away. Anyone else?
I thank God for my mother.
Thank you. Another time we were visiting in Florida, the Methodist church there had gotten a new pastor, like Methodist churches do, and I was talking to him, and I said, I'm Thelma Lord's son. He said, oh, Thelma Lord, the Mother Teresa of Auburndale. So I'm very proud of my mother. Even when she was in her 90s, she would go to the nursing homes to visit the old folk. And she would take the ladies for their doctor's appointments and for their hairdresser appointments. And she would take them orchids from out of her yard. And that's just the way Mom was. But anyone else? Yes. Thank you. We're glad to have you with us. Okay, ushers, come on down if you would and give me a hand here. If you need some more, we've got them. Okay, it may take two to a bag to be able to handle it and hand them out. So if you would just team up and see that each one of the ladies get one. And ladies, this is just a small token of our appreciation for you. We want you to know how very special you are. We've got some ladies up here in the choir, too. And to my right. Okay, did we have enough? All our ladies get one? Thank you, gentlemen. They got them. Right, thank you. All right, thank you. As we prepare to go to prayer this morning, are there joys and concerns you'd like to share? Yes.
I'm going next week to have another procedure to see if they can unblock my bile duct. And if that doesn't work, we'll have to send me to Vanderbilt. So pray that this procedure works.
Oh, my. Okay. So do keep Allison in your prayers. Keep Catherine in your prayers. She's not here today. It was 22 years ago today that our son Ray died in an auto accident. That was also on Mother's Day. And many of you have shared that Mother's Day is a very difficult time for you too. So be praying for people for whom this isn't a joyous occasion of celebration. There is a lot of baggage that comes with this day, and we want to remember all of those involved. As the music plays, allow God to prepare your heart for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we give you thanks and praise that we do have such a friend in Jesus. We thank you again this morning, Lord, for mothers, for ladies of all ages who have meant so much in our hearts and lives. We pray that you would be with them. Surround them with your grace, your peace, your joy. We thank you, Lord, for the memory of mothers who have gone on to be with you. We miss them here, but our loss is heaven's gain. We pray today that you would be with families, with single mothers. Be with families, Lord, that are missing their mothers so much, where fathers are raising children, or grandparents, or aunts, or uncles, or brothers, or sisters are raising siblings. We just pray this morning that you would bless each one of them. We thank you, Lord, for all of the mothers who have come through Rockwood United Methodist Church. We pray, Lord, that you would give each one of us a special admiration and respect for all of the women of our lives. May we not take them for granted. We pray today, Lord, that you would be with our troops. We are mindful that there are so many mothers today who are anxious for sons and daughters who are scattered around the world serving their country. Watch over our troops, Lord, and keep them safe. Be with their families, Lord, and comfort and strengthen them. We pray again that you'd be with our world leaders. We don't know what's going to happen to this old world, Lord. We don't know how long it can hang on like it's going. But we know you're in charge. We know that there's nothing in this world that's going to happen to us that us and you together can't handle. So give us that confidence and trust. Give us a joy and a peace that goes beyond everything in the papers and on television. Help us to keep our eyes on Jesus. And we'll give you the praise. For we ask it in the wonderful name of Jesus, who taught us all to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Ushers, would you come again, please, that we might receive the tithes and offerings. Heavenly Father, for all of your blessings, we give you thanks and praise. We pray now that you would bless these, our gifts to you for the building of your kingdom. Bless the giver. Bless the one who's unable to give. In Jesus' name, amen.
The next song that we're going to do is entitled I Am a Woman, and it is to the tune of the Fairest Lord Jesus. And men, you get a break. You're not going to sing this one. Only the women are going to sing it. We're going to be, I don't know what you call it today. Betty is going to play it all the way through so we can get the tune in our head, and then we're going to sing the words. And we're not going to get mad if y'all decide you want to sing with us.
Share a song with you this morning that is kind of special to us, and I've shared with you before. Our son Ray was hearing impaired, but to talk to him, you'd never know it. He could read lips. We'd be in a restaurant, and he'd see somebody all the way across the room. He'd say, "Do you know what she just said to him?" But Ray was very special. He was a very active young man, 20 years old. May 14th, 1995, he died in an auto accident on Central Avenue Pike in Knoxville, Mother's Day. And Ray and I used to do this song as a duet. I would sing and he would sign it in American Sign Language. So it was very special. And even after the accident, there were times when I'd sing the song and I'd glance over and I could see Ray standing there. Sometimes it was a little too much for me to handle, but it's a special song, and a lot of you realize why, because Mother's Day is not only a time to celebrate, for many it's a time that sorrows come to the forefront. And on a day like this, when the sun's shining and the birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, a lot of times we're up and all of a sudden the clouds move in, it starts raining and it's cold and dreary, and life is like that too. We need to remember that God is with us in those moments. Jesus says to you and me, "It was for those tears that I died." Said you'd come and share all my sorrows. You said you'd be there for all my tomorrows. I came so close to sending you away, but just like you promised, you came here to stay. I just had to pray. And Jesus said, "Come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty. You won't be denied." And I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried. And I'm here to remind you that for those tears I died. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know that without you I'd never be whole. Savior, you've opened all the right doors, and I thank you and I praise you from earth's humble shore. Jesus, I'm yours. And Jesus said, "Come to the waters, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty. You won't be denied." And I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried. And I'm here to remind you that for those tears I died. And Jesus said, "Come to the waters, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty. You won't be denied." And I felt every tear drop when in darkness you cried. And I'm here to remind you that for those tears I died. chapter 7, beginning at verse 24. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre. He didn't want anyone to know which house he was staying in, but he couldn't keep it a secret. Right away, a woman who had heard about him came and fell at his feet. Her little girl was possessed by an evil spirit, and she begged him to cast out the demon from her daughter. Since she was a Gentile born in Syria and Phoenicia, Jesus told her, "First I should feed the children, my own family, the Jews. It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied, "That's true, Lord, but even the dogs under the table are allowed to eat the scraps from the children's plates." "Good answer," he said. "Now go home, for the demon has left your daughter." And when she arrived home, she found her little girl lying quietly in bed, and the demon was gone. August 26th, in the year 79 AD, the city of Pompeii was covered by 10 feet of volcanic ash from erupting Mount Vesuvius. During recent excavations, the body of a child was uncovered. The child's arms were outstretched. The archaeologist told the others to dig in the direction of the child's outstretched arms. And sure enough, just a few feet away, they uncovered the child's mother reaching toward the child. Mother's Day was born in a Methodist church in Grafton, West Virginia, back in 1876. We were still mourning our Civil War dead. While teaching a Memorial Day lesson, Mrs. Anna Jarvis thought of mothers who had lost sons. She prayed that one day there would be a Memorial Day for mothers. That prayer made a deep impression on one of Mrs. Jarvis's 11 children. Young Anna kept her mother's dream in her heart. On May 12, 1907, a local observance was held. By 1910, Mother's Day was celebrated in 45 states, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, Canada, and Mexico. On May 8, 1914, President Wilson designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day for a public expression of love and reverence for the mothers of our country. Now, I don't know about you, but I can look back and see a lot of things that my mother taught me. Somebody took the time to write some of these down. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. "If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning." My mother taught me religion. "You'd better pray that stain comes out of the carpet." My mother taught me time travel. "If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week." My mother taught me logic. "Because I said so, that's why." My mother taught me more logic. "If you fall out of that tree and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me." My mother taught me foresight. "Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in..." Your mother told you that too, huh? Okay. My mother taught me irony. "Stop crying or I'll give you something to cry about." My mother taught me about the science of osmosis. "Shut your mouth and eat your supper." My mother taught me about contortionism. "Look at that dirt on the back of your neck." My mother taught me about endurance. "You'll sit there until all that spinach is gone." My mother taught me about the weather. "Your room looks like a tornado went through it." My mother taught me about hypocrisy. "If I told you once, I've told you a million times, don't exaggerate." My mother taught me about the circle of life. "I brought you into this world and I can take you out." My mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait till we get home. My mother taught me about humor. If that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. My mother taught me about genetics. You're just like your father. My mother taught me wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. My mother taught me about justice and karma. Someday you'll have kids, and I hope they're just like you. Now, what do you think children's perspectives of mothers are? The following answers were given by school-aged children. Why were mothers created? She's the only one who knows where the scotch tape is. Think about it. It was the best way to get more people. 3, mostly to clean the house. Why were you given your mother instead of some other mom? We're related. 2, she likes me a lot more than other people's moms do. What ingredients are mothers made of? Clouds, angel hair, and everything nice in the world, and one dab of mean. What kind of little girl was your mom? I don't know because I wasn't there, but my guess is that she was pretty bossy. 2, they say she used to be nice. How did your mom meet your dad? 1, mom was working in the store and dad was shoplifting. 2, my mom was just walking in the street and dad found her. What did your mom need to know about dad before she married him? 1, his last name. 2, she had to know his background, like, is he a crook? Does he get drunk? Does he make at least $800 a year? Does he say no to drugs and yes to chores? Why did your mom marry your dad? My dad makes the best spaghetti in the world, and my mom eats a lot of spaghetti. 2, she got too old to do anything else with him. 3, my grandma says that mom didn't have her thinking cap on. Who's the boss at your house? Mom doesn't want to be the boss, but she has to because my dad is such a goofball. Mom, you can tell by a room inspection. She even sees stuff under the bed. What's the difference between moms and dads? Moms work at work and work at home. Dads just work at work. 2, mom knows how to talk to teachers without scaring them. 3, dads are stronger, but moms have all the power because that's who you've got to ask if you want to sleep over at your friend's. What does your mom do in her spare time? Moms don't do spare time. 2, to hear her tell it, she pays bills all day long. Describe the world's greatest mom. 1, she would make broccoli taste like ice cream. 2, the greatest mom wouldn't make me kiss all my fat aunts, whoever they are. 3, she'd always be smiling and would keep her opinions to herself. Is anything about your mom perfect? Her teeth are perfect, but she bought them from the dentist. Is anything about your mom perfect? Just her children. What would it take to make your mom perfect? On the inside, she's already perfect. Outside, I think some kind of plastic surgery. 2, what would make your mom perfect? Diet. You know, her hair, I'd dye it. Maybe blue. If you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? She has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean and eating all my vegetables. I'd get rid of that. Somebody said that it takes 6 weeks to get back to normal after having a baby. Somebody doesn't know that once you're a mother, natural and normal are history. Somebody said you learn how to be a mother by instinct. Somebody never took a 3-year-old shopping. Somebody said being a mother is boring. Somebody never rode in a car being driven by a teenager who just got their driving permit. Somebody said you don't need education to be a mother. Somebody never helped a fourth grader with their math. Somebody said you can't love the fifth child as much as you love the first. Somebody doesn't have 5 children. Somebody said, how can you divide your love between all those children? Somebody doesn't realize you don't divide love, you multiply it. Somebody said the hardest part of being a mother is the labor and delivery. Somebody never watched her baby get on the bus for the first day of kindergarten or on a plane headed for deployment in a war zone. Somebody said, your mother knows you love her. You don't need to tell her. Somebody is obviously not a mother. Okay, let's get back to the Bible here. Kind of shift gears a little bit. In our scripture today, we see a mother, specifically a Greek mother, coming to Jesus for help. Her daughter is sick, and she heard that Jesus has the power to heal. So as a loving, concerned mom, she came to ask Jesus to heal her daughter. Now, at first glance, we would think that Jesus is being awfully harsh with this Greek woman because he said, let the children first be fed, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Now, what does he mean here? Well, first of all, children refers to the Jews. And dogs refers to the Gentiles. The Jews regarded the Gentiles as unclean. And their term of contempt that they used to refer to the Gentiles as was dogs, meaning the wild, dirty, flea-bitten dogs of the street. But Jesus didn't use the word to describe street dogs. The word he used talked about pets, a family's beloved puppies. When Jesus said that, the Greek woman noticed also that he was speaking with a smile. She was with a friend, and help was on the way. She was a Greek, and the Greeks enjoyed conversation and friendly debate. Not only that, but in Jesus' day, men did not get into theological discussions with women. Women were treated as being inferior. But Jesus honored her by including her in a theological discussion. Because of this, she understood that Jesus was befriending her, and she rose to the occasion with a brilliant response. She said, yes, the children are fed first, but I can have the crumbs from under the table which the children have thrown away. Jesus loved her response. He loved her spirit. Hers was a faith that would not take no for an answer. Here was a mother with a sick child at home who was willing to take a chance for her child. Jesus told her, he says, you have answered well. Go your way, for I have healed your daughter. In this Greek mother's encounter with Jesus, we can see 3 ways to express love to mothers and to everyone. First of all, we can express love to mothers and to others with words. The Greek woman came to Jesus to tell of her love for a sick child. Do you realize that in the entire Gospel of Mark, this Greek mother is the only person who lovingly calls Jesus Lord? Now, it would seem easy to express love with words, but the truth is that few of us do that well. If we realized how powerful words were, we'd work harder at expressing our love with words. A woman in her mid-80s was lying in the hospital, very close to death. Her son grabbed the first plane that he could and flew across the country to be with her. He went into the hospital bed and walked up to her side and gently took her in her arms, and he says, "Mom, you have been a wonderful mother, and I want you to know that I love you." Her tears started to flow. She said, "Son, do you realize that last Friday was your 63rd birthday? And that's the very first time you've told me that you love me." Is there a word of love that we need to express to somebody today? If you're fortunate enough to have your parents, how long has it been since you've told Mom or Dad how much you love them and appreciate them? Parents, how long has it been since you've told your children how much you love them and how proud you are of them and how precious they are to you? One good way to express love is with words. A second way that we can express love is with attitude. We can express our love through our attitudes. And one of the things that we realize about this Greek woman that impressed Jesus the most was her attitude about it all. She was committed to her daughter, and she was willing to do whatever it took to try to get her daughter well again. Third, we can express love to mothers and to others with our actions. Now, this is where the rubber starts hitting the road a little bit stronger. After a big home-cooked meal one Mother's Day, a daughter walked into the kitchen to find her mother in there washing dishes. The daughter said, "Mom, you shouldn't be in here washing dishes. This is Mother's Day. You go into the living room, sit down and relax and enjoy your special day. The dishes will still be here tomorrow." The Greek mother in Mark 7 put her love to work. She acted it out. She expressed her love with actions. A young lady by the name of Annie Wong was from Borneo. Her grandfather had been a headhunter. She came to the United States to attend school. One evening, she went to a youth meeting at a nearby Methodist church. That night, she accepted Christ as her Savior and dedicated her life to Him. But then she had a problem. How would she tell her parents back home about her newfound faith? She decided not to tell them in words, but rather to show them with love. She said, "Before Christ came into my heart, I was spoiled, selfish, irritable, and impatient. I was disrespectful to my parents. My room was a mess and my attitude was worse. After Christ came into my heart, I changed. I was kind to my parents. I cleaned my room and helped with the housework. I spoke kindly and respectfully to my parents. I was loving toward everyone. My parents noticed a difference. And they said, 'Annie, something's changed about you. You're different. What has happened to you?' She said, 'I'm different because I have Christ as my Savior. I'm a Christian now, and Christians live by the law of love.'" Her parents thought about it a moment, and then they said, "Tell us more of this religion. Tell us more of Christ. If He can change people like that, we want to be Christians too." We can express our love with our words, with our attitude, and with our actions. C.W. McCall wrote the lyrics to a song that you're probably familiar with. It was also sung by Red Savine. The song was entitled "Roses for Mama." He says, "I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida and spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I planned to do. She asked, 'Son, are you coming by?' And I said, Mom, I'm really pushed for time, but I'll see you in a week or two. I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered that today was Mama's birthday. Well, I thought, I'll just stop and wire some flowers. That shouldn't take too long, and I'll be on my way. So I walked into a flower shop. The first thing I saw was a little boy with his eyes full of tears. I said, what's wrong, son? He said, Mama loves roses and today's her birthday, but I haven't seen her in almost a year. He said, I live with Grandma now, but I promised Mama some roses because I talk with her all the time. I wanted to buy her five because that's how old I am, but the lady said I couldn't buy five with just a dime. Well, this little fellow's story kind of touched my heart, so I told the lady to give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Then I told her I needed to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I looked around, and the little boy was gone, but all of a sudden the door flew open and he came running back in. He said, Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses. He smiled, shook my hand, and ran back out again. I started on out of town. I was feeling really proud of myself for thinking of my mama and for really caring. Then I looked out the window and I saw the same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery. I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. He smiled up at me and said, this is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for the pretty roses. Well, that's when I had to walk away. I drove straight back to that flower shop and said, lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee? She said, no, not yet. I said, well, never mind, I'll just take them back with me. How about you? Will you take time this morning, first of all, to tell God how much you love him, how thankful you are that he sent his son to die on the cross for your sins? If mom is still around, let her know how special she is and how much you love her. Today we have the opportunity, every day we have the opportunity to express our love with words, with attitudes, and with actions. Jesus said they will know that we are Christians by our love. Ladies, happy Mother's Day. Heavenly Father, we pray now for your blessings upon mothers past, present, and future, upon each of us. Remind us that as we have a loving heavenly parent who was willing to die on Calvary's cross just for us, may we be willing to lay down our lives for others. Maybe not in one grand heroic action, but maybe day by day by day by day, showing others your love and grace. And we'll give you the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand with us as we sing Happy the Home When God Is There.
Now may you leave this place empowered by God's Holy Spirit to share God's loving grace in every time, in every place, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.